And it's a fair amount of work, but it's not, we now know what we need to do in every state and what it would cost and how we do it. So it's really about pulling the trigger if we decide we want
to
do it.
When would you have to do that?
It's a while. So, and again, it kind of depends on what the exact approach is and who it is and who's, not just who the platform is, but who else is running. Like, there's a few decision points along the way, but it could be as late as like spring of, spring of 2000. What would be the latest? Well,
my question is, would you have to make that decision to pull the trigger of being on the ballot before people
before make, the either yeah. party nomination?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not necessarily. That's part of it. Not necessarily. I mean, you could. You can pull it late. I mean, we could pull the trigger. And this, we can pull the trigger on getting something in place on these different ballots. And again, it depends by state. Where we wouldn't even have to have necessarily a specific candidate, we think it all seems of interest, and we know it's of interest to John to at least have a conversation. If your dad was at all intrigued by it, we could figure out a way to facilitate. I could fly John out, and could just be an off the record. Face to face. It could be, if that's not of interest, we could get a couple of political advisors together to talk about it. Like, there's different ways to approach it, depending on what if he had any interest.
Yeah. Well, look, I think that I think number one that it's going to be, this is all me, not him. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that it's going to be very difficult for him not to run. Because I think that whether it's the party or whether it's people like you, to tell you the truth, Greg, the overall objective here is to stop not only Donald Trump, but to stem the tide of what Donald Trump represents in the political process for the future of this country, which to me is way more dangerous than I ever thought that it possibly could be. And my concern is, I kind of dropped out of this I'm tired of this shit. But but I think it's kind of almost unpatriotic not to to be back into it, particularly related to my relationship with somebody that actually could change it. And so, I think the danger of he and John having any discussion right now is emboldening the supporters of those, we'll call them, lack of a better phrase, fringe candidates. Because they are no longer fringe candidates in the sense of they can win nominations and they could potentially become president. And so they are, they're legitimate candidates, as Donald Trump has proven. And so I think for him right now to have that discussion is premature, particularly when he hasn't even announced. But between you and me, but it's, I don't think any secret, my dad's entire career has been about fulfilling the service that you're asked to fulfill, based upon the way that you lived your life in terms of doing that, getting up and doing what needs to be done. I don't know how he doesn't, except if there's some kind of, but by the way, he has more energy than, literally, he's doing like three to five events a day for candidates from Florida. Right. He's in Buffalo right now, and whether he's running or not, he'd be doing it. So, I can't keep up with him. That's not a joke. But, seriously, Greg, my whole life. It just is so demoralizing because I'm in good shape, man. I swear.
Right. Well, these guys, there's certain, as we know, they're just sort of born to be politicians, and they get energy off of it. It's not draining. I mean, obviously, it gets draining at some point, but it's more of an energizer than a drainer.
Yeah. No, you're right. Anyway, regardless of all that issue, I think that he proved to people that that's not an issue. But I think that obviously, if you're able to do this in the traditional way, I think that the entire, you know, there's a nonpartisan or even a partisan but moderate coalition that forms that allows him to win it all. That's my opinion. However,
right.
who the hell knows? I mean, any of this stuff. And so,
yeah.
But I think this is me again.
Yeah.
No matter what, I'd rather him run that way. I would rather, mm-hmm. I think for the country, I think that it would be an opportunity to actually start to heal these divisions. Because
yeah.
the space between what you believe, Greg, and what I believe is so thin.
Right.
And we've allowed everybody else to tell us and tell the people that coalesce behind our like camps that it's wide, mm-hmm. that it's really wide. And it's not, man. It truly isn't. You know, the vilification of George Bush was, you know, when George Bush was president, was just as disconcerting to me as the vilification of Barack Obama.
Right.
And so I don't think that ever necessarily changes. But you know what? If you and I, or not you and I, if
yeah.
John and Joe were ever able to kind of repair that, that's a big, big leap forward, potentially.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
anyway, what I want to do is maybe... let's you and I have one more discussion after I talk to him. I'm going to be with him tomorrow and through Saturday, okay?
Okay.
And we have I'm going to New York with him for a couple campaign events he's doing in upstate and then down to the city for some fundraiser for somebody. And so you don't know this, but let me talk to him. And I think
yeah.
that there has to be a couple meetings before there's ever a meeting between
yeah.
principals.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
But I really appreciate the call because, you know, kind of to me, I've always said to him, you know, whether it was Bloomberg or Kasich or anybody, you know, in order to really heal, you got to start to actually do the things that that give people reason to believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway,
I'm with you.
Anyway, and then if it ever happened. Then it's the bloodbath of like inside, internally.
Right.
You know, but
right.
you know what? I'd rather that fight than the fight that's occurring right now, which is just awful, man. Awful.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ, you gotta, you know, I mean, awful.
Yeah.
I can't watch the news anymore, man. I mean, I really don't. I don't watch it.
Yeah. You know,
somebody told me today, sorry to hear about your dad. And I panicked. I said, what happened? No, I mean, it was like the bomb thing. I was like, "Oh my God! Thank God! It was only
right.
it was only a bomb."
Right.
Anyway. All right, brother. Yeah. But
all right.
But Greg.
Well, yeah,
yeah. And there's a bunch. By the way, there's a bunch of other people that have approached me about it. From you know Felix Roten's son. I don't know if you know Nick Roten. He's a really really impressive guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nick has been very involved in this, and. And so, anyway, I'm not getting ahead of myself, but I'm just saying to you, there's a number of other people of your stature that are, meaning they can really actually affect change in this country. That I think that you'd also like to meet it if you haven't already. So, anyway, buddy, I appreciate the call. Let me call you back tomorrow, okay? After I talk to him,
okay.
Tomorrow late evening or afternoon, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay,
thanks, Hunter.
Okay,
okay.
See you. Bye, bye.
You soon.
Bye.
Okay.